find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out, okay?
All aboard the night train.
I married Isis on the 5th day of May, but I could not hold on to her very long. So I cut off my hair and I rode straight away. Oh, the wild I could not go wrong. I came to a high place of darkness and light. The abiding light ran through the center of town. I hitched up my pony to a post on the right. Went into a laundry to wash my clothes down. A corner approached me for a match. I knew right away he was not ordinary. He said, "Are you looking for something easy to catch?" Said, "I got no money." He said, "That ain't necessary." We set out that night for the cold in the north. I gave him my blanket and he gave me his word. I said, "Where are we going?" He said, "We be back by the 4th. I said, "That's the best news that I've ever heard." I was thinking about turquoise, I was thinking about gold, I was thinking about diamonds and the world's biggest necklace. As we rode through the canyons, through the devilish cold, I was thinking about Isis, how she thought I was so reckless. How she told me that one day we would meet up again and things would be different the next time we were. If I only could I hang on and just be her friend. I still can't remember all the best things she said. We came to the pyramids all embedded in ice. He said, "There's a body I'm trying to find. If I carry it out, it'll bring a good price." 'Twas then that I knew what he had on his mind. The wind, it was a howling, and the snow was outrageous. We chopped through the night and we chopped through the dawn. I was hoping that it wasn't contagious, but I made up my mind that I had to go on. I broke into the tomb, but the casket was empty. There was no jewels, no nothing. I felt I'd been had when I saw my partner was just being friendly. When I took up his offer, I must have been mad. Inside, threw him down in the hole,
and I put back the cover. I said a quick prayer, and I felt satisfied. Then I rode back to find Isis, just to tell her I love her. She was there in the meadow where the creek used to rise, blinded by sleep and in need of a bed. I came in from the east with the sun in my eyes. I cursed her one time, then I rode on ahead. I said, no place special. She said, you look different. I said, well, I guess. She said, you've been gone. I said, that's only natural. She said, you're gonna stay. I said, if you want me to, yes. Smile on the fifth day of May in the drizzle and the rain.
Good evening and welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
Do you know what? It feels good to be back in the studio and not doing a theme show.
Not stood up.
Yeah, not stood up, not playing records.
Not frantically trying to sort the next one out.
Yeah.
We know what's going on.
Yeah, well, yes, back to normal this week, folks. I was with my brother this weekend. He's like, so do you do themes all the time? It's like, too often. We don't want to be a theme... A specific theme show. Sorry, we should say this is the Night Train here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Just too eager to get into it.
Yes, sure, it's better than night as well. Yeah, so here we are. Normal show tonight. Back to normal.
Yeah.
Struggle to make, I'll be honest with you. Hopefully, listeners, it sort of goes all right. It's one of those where every song goes with every song that it's next to.
I see.
Does it work cohesively? Time will tell. Does it matter? Probably not.
Are we overthinking it? Definitely.
100%, as is our way of doing things. Right, we did start off, though, with an anniversary cut of sorts, belated. Bob Dylan's album Desire turned 50 this year.
Yeah, it was January, I think.
I think that sounds
or
about
February.
Right.
And we were going to put it in then because I accidentally missed it. And we're like, oh, I should put it in. And then we remembered... The opening line to Isis.
Yes, I married Isis on the 5th day of May. Of course, it's not the 5th of May, it's the 10th. But we couldn't play it last week because we had to play Small Records. Yeah. Listen, we don't make the rules, no. We do. But and
although we could have played Hurricane.
We could have.
Though it wasn't a dance move or an animal. We'll fill you in on that.
Yes. actually, there is a song that that could have made last week's show, sort of. Stay tuned for that. Yeah, so no theme tonight, just a few anniversary cuts peppered here and there. Things we've been listening to, things we've picked up on the breeze, things we've heard on other radio shows.
No. Surely not.
It sort of happened. Sorry, we're a bit distracted at the moment because studio visuals tonight at the moment is a video clip entitled The Incredible Hulk Accidentally Takes Acid from the old 70s show.
Yeah,
Looks like he's in Abbey Road. So we're gonna try and figure that out. If you're out there, get in touch at thenighttrain.co.uk on Blue Sky. Text us if you've got our numbers, and we'll give you a shout out. Dedication to a loved one or someone you don't like. If there's a song you didn't particularly enjoy, send that to them. Right, let's play some music then.
We're gonna do some kind of a introduction ourselves, you know. There it comes now. I do.
never had you, if I 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 never had you.
And I Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Welcome back, folks. 25 minutes in. It's your first break. Whoop-de-whoop.
Yeah, it's the first time. 25 minutes. That is flown by. Too busy watching strange videos on our never-ending Studio Visuals playlist. Link available if you need it. It's topped 24 hours now. So if you ever need any weird visuals for anything, just let us know and we'll send you the link. Okay, so first set done and dusted as I frantically look for notes. Let's see what we had. Kicked off with one of yours.
Oh, yes. Introduction. Makes sense. Yeah, it was Witch. An acronym for the Zamrock band. We intend to cause havoc. We saw them this week, bizarrely enough. I was always surprised that they were going to come and play Sheffield.
Yes, and I expected nobody to be there.
Yeah, same.
apart from the four of us. Shout out to Double D. Yeah, just one of those, like, oh, this is a really big booking. I mean, big in circles. It's not like super book. Super, but yeah, it was sold out. In a very hot and humid Sydney Matilda on Wednesday night.
And it was good.
Yeah, really good. I don't know what you can say about it. Not often you see a lead singer eat a banana on stage.
Yeah, apparently I had a full box of fruit.
Did he?
Yeah, so Sharon, my work colleague, shout out to Sharon, was in the front row. She also got to play the cowbell and got repeated high fives.
I thought he kept going over to where Sharon stood. And I was like, I wonder if that's Sharon who's getting...
She said, I've never seen a man eat so much fruit on stage mid-show. Yeah, she said it was like a pizza box. She opened it up, it was just full of different fruit.
Outstanding. The selection of merch available was second to none.
tremendous hat, festival hat.
Yeah, loads of different, like two or three different types of hat. A shiny satin pattern bomber jacket. And dungarees, you think?
Yeah, the dungarees. It was either a dungarees or I guess it could be a dress. I think it was dungarees.
Because I think he was wearing them as well. And he had a different hat on stage, which wasn't for sale.
Oh, he had the best hat as well.
He did, but I suppose he is Witch, so he's allowed to have the best hat.
Yeah, so they were originally from the 70s, sort of post-colonial independence freedom era, when they had some sort of combining, I guess, like garage rock and funk. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'd say so, yeah. I mean, when I was watching them, I just kept thinking, this is a bit like Deep Purple from West Africa, you know, like an African kind of syncopated drum patterns and stuff.
Yes.
But the guitar and the kind of bluesiness of it, and the kind of 70s rock vibe.
Yeah, no, I'd go with that. Yeah, so very enjoyable. Are there any more UK dates, or is that them done?
I know they were playing Leeds the night after that, so I don't know if they're still on tour now.
So we can't help you with that. No. Just keep an eye out, though. He seems to be touring. Yeah. I think that's what he does, selling hats, eating fruit.
Yeah, the track we played was Introduction, which is the opening track from their debut album, also called Introduction.
Perfect. After that, we went to The Coral with A Warning to the Curious from the fourth studio album, The Invisible Invasion, released 2005 on Delta Sonic, produced by Adrian Utley and Jeff Barrow.
Oh, was it?
Surprisingly, yeah, because the first ones were produced by Ian the Lightning Seeds Brody. And then there, they mixed it up for them. After that, so one of your picks.
Oh, The Gamblers. Yeah, a song I've never heard of until this week. One of the first kind of surf rock records, but also one of the first, I think the first rock record to ever reference LSD in its title. But although it's just an instrumental rocker. But yeah, from, what's the year, is it 1960? It's actually a B-side as well.
That seems early.
It does, doesn't it? Like a very early surf rock garage type sound. But yeah, if you like, if you're interested in that, you want to listen to 45 minutes on that?
Yes, then get yourself subscribed to History of Rock Music in 500 Songs.
Yeah, I can't remember what episode it is. Might be 86, 87, anyway. So that shows, big sign, I've made it to 1960.
Yeah, no, episode 86. You're closing in on 100. I'm a few behind you. So, for the next, I don't know, year or so, you'll get more. So we was listening to this episode of A History of Rock in 500 Songs. We've both gone back to the beginning. But we're doing all right. Closing in on 100. After that, we had kind of twofer. It was Frankie Beverly and the Butlers with Love, Your Pain Goes Deep. Apparently, that was originally due for release on Sassy, but those copies remained undistributed after a deal with Gamble. I think that was the Gamble version. It's got some extra strings added.
Overdub.
Then became a bit of a hit on the Northern Soul scene. Picked that up from reading Egon Now Again, who is linked to Witch, his extensive Instagram posts about the hotel record fairs, because he's selling Prince B's records. That was next, Rap Cats. And then that song reminded me of the nights with Tipping Strings from the Numero Comp, Eccentric Soul, the Traeger and Note labels. That wraps up everything for that one. Not a lot else to say.
More music.
Yep.
Thank you. 2, 2, 1, 2, 2, ich mache eine Prüfung hier. Naja, alles klar, geht los. Du hörst Nachtzug auf Sheffield Live. Thank you.
right, Billy.
Yes, Billy knows where it's at. Here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. I forgot the horns came in so quickly. For anyone interested, this is Val Bennett, The Russians Are Coming, a.k.a. Take Five, played in a 4-4 style in a reggae way. Right, so let's have a little go back through what you just heard.
Yeah, we'll rattle them out. Started off with Comedits, Honeydub, 2021 release on the label I Travel To You. They have somewhat of a Sheffield connect. They've released a record by Nonna Fab, who's a DJ and producer, local to Sheffield. He DJs with the, what do you call it, Apricot Ballroom.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that is the work. This one is the work of Henry Combe out of Norwich. I think he's the guy who runs the label. Reworking there, Lee Field's Honeydove, which is taken from his 2009 LP, My World, which is on Truth and Soul.
Oh, so it is like a newer
soul.
Lee Field.
It sounds very old and original.
Yes, it sounds
not
too,
that remixed.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too polished, which is. Yeah, often where like newer soul kind of falls a bit flat for me.
Yeah, it's
like,
quite have the same grit.
Yes. After that, we had Nightmares on Wax with George or Jorge. Not sure which way around to say that. I guess depends if you're Spanish or
from Leeds.
Yes,
like he is.
Good point. He's in Sheffield next month, playing Electric Studios, DJing for La Rumba's 9th birthday alongside Dub Shack and Comedy Sound System. Dub Shack Comedy and La Rumba going back to back to back. On warm-up duties, expecting a range of dub, hip-hop, future jazz, house and Latin.
Sweet.
Still tickets available. I think it's about £15. It says showtime 7 till 11. So it's like gig time.
Nice.
Yeah. So that could be one to look out for. Friday night, so you're not staying out too late, folks. Then we had one that we could have technically played last week. It was Mambo Sun by T-Rex. Yeah. From their 1971 album. Is available on 45. Trez expensive though. Turkish edition with Cat Stevens' Morning Is Broken on the A side.
Weird.
Yeah. So Turkish jukebox jams, if you want to pick that out. I'm going to send them out to Sheila and Halfway. It's her birthday this week. Like I said, last week was Small Records, Animals, Dancing Animals, and Dancers.
That's right.
With a few mambos in there, some twists. Some chickens.
Watusi, Bossanovas.
All sorts. Get that. Go to thenighttrain.co.uk and follow the links at work on the website. It will take you to the Mixcloud page or the podcast app of your choice, as long as it isn't a green streaming one that doesn't pay anyone, because we got kicked off there. Right, after that was probably one of the more suited for hour two.
Oldest cut of the night?
Yes, from 1941 Blue Note Shellac Business, Edmund Hall's Celeste Quartet, Profoundly Blue Number 2, featuring Israel Crosby on bass, Mead Lux Lewis on Celeste, clarinet Edmund Hall and guitar Charles Christian. I thought that was a vibraphone until I checked, but it's a Celeste, which is a idiophone instrument inside a piano that hits kind of things, metal bars, but with little bells over the top of them that resonate. Probably best known from Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Oh, yeah.
From
the
Nutcracker Suite. Food. and then, yes, after that was your one.
The Light of the Sabah with Peanut Vendor, which has just been reissued. It's a bit for about half a century, I think. This has been out of print. 74 it originally came out.
Ooh.
Pretty rare, originally LP. It's kind of a bit different for that period of Jamaican music. So some people have compared it to like Sun Ra. It's like a jazz collective type thing.
Yep.
Exploring, it's got like Nyabingi and stuff in there. But it's exploring Rastafarian roots, but also with like African stuff and jazz. So a lot of different styles kind of mixed up into one.
Perfect. We're going to play some reggae cuts and then come back after a quick pause for the cause.
call the vice of the poor, the man Fredlocks, the man Dreadlocks, and the man Levi Rhodes. Special request on the popular demand, play by the number one champion sound of our world.
Can't be working in the gutter.